And it's time now to spend a few minutes with Brad Dungis from Dungis Family of Autos for our Car Talk, K1 Car Talk. I'm not sure how many years you were asking me, Brad. I'm going to say 12 or 13.
12 or 13, I think, since back Rusty Bunn started the show back in the day. We took a lot of phone calls then.
We did. Solving problems, particularly maintenance issues. What makes that check engine light go on my car and your car?
How to get the most out of your trade. I remember some shows about that and stuff like that.
When is the best time to buy a car, either by calendar year or...
We always talk about product changes and all that. We got our first 2020 in recently, so we're already into the 2020 model year. Remarkable as that sounds to me. We've got, I think we may have 117 left. You make a great deal on that.
I could say some excellent pricing on that 2017 model.
It's
that's still
2017 Ford Fiesta. I think we've got it priced now. It was originally like 20-something. It's 14.5 or something. A great deal on a brand-new car that's just left over. But we've got a few of those kinds of deals. We've got the 2020. That's a brand-new Corolla. It's an all-new model Corolla. Very exciting product coming out there. You know, one of the things, I was just at a Toyota meeting this week, and they were talking about something that's obvious to me because I've been selling Toyota hybrids now for a long time, since the late 1990s when Toyota came out with the first Prius. But, you know, today it's really such a great technology because you get the great fuel economy with the hybrid, but you also get, like with electric engines, the a lot of torque and power at the low end so that they really perform really well. And now that they're putting it in a broad spectrum of vehicles and not just in the small Prius models, which grew over years to have different models and things, and they've done it in Camry and such, but now we're getting in things like the RAV4 again and in the Highlander, and it's going to spread throughout the Toyota lineup. And right now we've got the brand new RAV4 and the hybrids are just now starting to get out into circulation. And there's an all-wheel drive version of that. That's just an awesome vehicle. It drives really well. It's real sporty. It fits for our market, I think, really well because it's a great size vehicle. It's a small SUV. It's one of the fastest growing segments in the car industry right now. And at the Toyota meeting, they were saying it was within six points of half-ton truck, which has been the perennial leader in our state, and may overtake it this year or next. And that would be amazing if the small SUV does. But this product's just right in that segment, and I think it will compete really well.
Well, the Prius hybrid, I drove one shortly after they came out in 99 or whenever that was, and it was just, I mean, it initially hit you right away as, I don't hear an engine.
You know, you pull away. I mean, that was one of the first impressions, and the incredible fuel economy, of course, was what was the call then and the card for that for so long. You know, and great performance, too. And, you know, one thing we've also seen, at that time, we were afraid maybe what would happen with the batteries over time. You know, you come talk to our technicians about how often they replace a battery in a hybrid vehicle.
I would bet you're right.
It's a very rare occurrence.
I rented a Ford Fusion hybrid when I was on vacation going to a wedding in New York State. And, again, it was a different driving experience on the Fusion, but still great fuel economy, excellent power all the way around.
Yeah, no, that's what we're seeing now. We've talked about that before, too, all these changes in the business, and that's been a theme of the show so all along, all these different shows about change in the car business and the technology. But these vehicles today are have lots of different powertrains, and they can be set up differently, perform differently for fuel economy, power, whatever people like. And it's a great time for that kind of technology. We're seeing great value too right now in used cars. That's a big hot part of the market today, I think, across the entire nation. I'm hearing about that, and you know, we really need inventory right now. Jerry Wirtz, who's our used car manager, has been out there trying to buy vehicles, and so if you're looking to sell a vehicle right now, it's a great time to bring your vehicle by or go to our website. There's a tool there called Trade In Valet where you can answer a few questions about the vehicle, and within a few seconds, it'll give you an actual cash offer for the vehicle that we just need to confirm when you bring the vehicle in. That's a great tool. So check that out or bring the vehicle by. If you're looking to sell a vehicle, we definitely desperately need inventory.
Well, and that process on We Will Buy Your Car has come a long way since you introduced that. It's got to be, what, 5 or 6 years ago now?
Oh, I think even longer than that.
Okay.
I mean, really, when we started it the first time, and, you know, a lot of it was just like this, needing inventory, knowing the best cars that we get come from local cars, the off the street, and that if we have to go to auction or buy them from a wholesaler that we're paying, you know, there's middlemen involved in auction fees, and you really don't know about the history of the vehicle either. We really like to specialize in good local cars that have been serviced locally here. You know, we love to do the service. That's one of the reasons why we do the 995 oil change. But the good local cars of other brands that are serviced here locally or to us are worth a little bit more than other vehicles that are just, you know, that we don't know anything about.
Well, I said, and it doesn't matter on the label if, you know, you 995 oil change regardless of brand where you bought it from originally. You service those vehicles. Yeah, they probably should go back to that brand for their warranty service. But other than that, you know, it doesn't matter. Bring your car in no matter what you're driving.
That's right. I mean, we do service all makes and models. And our oil change price is good for every kind type of vehicle. It depends on the type of oil you use, of course. Mm-hmm. Synthetic oil changes do cost a little bit more, and diesel oil changes. But for what they call now semi-synthetic oil, which is what most OEM non-synthetic vehicles are recommended, and that we have different weights of that. But that oil is up to 5 quarts for $9.95. Each additional quart is a dollar or something more. I'm not sure exactly, but it's just a few cents more per quart, and it totals out usually around $15, something like that.
Somebody asked me to recently, and I said, "Wait a minute! I just am on the radio with Brad. I don't know this stuff." So if you have started off with the semi-synthetics and you decide to go to the pure synthetic, is there a problem with that? Can you switch? I mean, you probably shouldn't switch back and forth.
No, I think that what we recommend is follow your manufacturer's recommendation.
Okay.
At least while you're under the warranty.
Uh-huh.
You know they build their vehicles to certain specifications to have oil run through it. Now, you know, it certainly as vehicles age and older vehicles, I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do. I mean, there's some because some vehicles from the 80s and before, you know, had different types of oils,
sure,
with different products or different I guess
the recommendation
compounds in the oil,
yeah.
The phosphates and things were in the oil there. They had flat tappet engines and things that you might have specific oil applications for still today if you have one of those older vehicles. But
yeah.
Most vehicles today, like I said, are synthetic or non. If your vehicle's meant to run synthetic, you want to keep running synthetic. You can run semi-synthetic. Mm-hmm. You just need to increase the oil change
frequency
on that. And you know, there's a lot of debate about that. I think that that you know certainly you know the better oils do perform really well, and you know, so I don't think you can go wrong as long as you're changing your oil regularly and according to the oil and the vehicle manufacturer's recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, stay on that schedule. That's the key. You know, as we've seen through the years, even back in the days when we used to recommend it every 3,000 or 5,000 miles was getting it done regularly, being consistent in that, just extends the life of a vehicle. And that's all vehicles are that way, right?
Yeah.
Maintenance of all types are what make your vehicle safe and more reliable over time. And you can really extend the life of a vehicle, your tires, you know, everything, just by keeping up on the maintenance and inspections. That's another reason why we do the oil change that we do, is we provide an inspection every time your vehicle's in there. And we do want your service business. We certainly look forward to that. And but we have alignment check machines. We you know, you want to keep your vehicle aligned and the wheels balanced. And if you rotate those tires, change your oil, make sure all your fluids are in good shape. And with today's vehicles, you can go, almost forever.
I'm not sure about that, because I think sooner or later you're going to want to say, I like that one sitting over there.
Compared to the old
I want the 2022 model or whatever.
We do
you know?
Still see that.
Yeah, but,
yeah.
So, yeah. But it again, I somebody asked me, and like I said, I'm just the radio guy. Let me get somebody.
No, that's good. I love to answer questions, and yes, yeah, shoot us a, if anybody ever has questions, shoot us a question on Facebook or something. I'd be happy to answer anytime you could, maybe we'll have a call-in show here sometime soon.
Okay, maybe get Rusty to call in from Colorado or wherever he lives now and do one of those old. We've had the family in here several times. Anyway.
Well, it is anniversary month this month. We haven't talked about that this week, and this is a big year because we're in our 69th year here in Bartlesville, just celebrating that this April. This is our 90th year in Oklahoma selling Fords, and that's a great heritage. We're also the oldest Toyota dealer in the state of Oklahoma. We've been selling Toyotas since 1968 here in Bartlesville, so we're really proud of those legacies. April's a month where we talk about that. We're celebrating with great deals on vehicles throughout the month, and always want to invite everybody out and really say thank you to all our customers this month. That's really what I think it's about is all these years of sponsoring the baseball team, of the great support we've had from our customers that allowed us to be successful and to keep growing with the community. And that's a testament to all of Bartlesville and to you all that are listening.
Well, the number of players that have worn that Dungeness uniform on the American Legion baseball team.
Yeah, just
in the thousands, I'm sure.
I think that all the time, this time of year when we're getting ready to have the tryouts and we are nearing the end of the high school season. You know, I know the senior guys really well because my son's a senior on the soccer team. And, you know, it's a great time of year. It's an exciting time of year. We're getting into summer, and we've got I've got my friend here, Charles Powell, from the Roundup Club. Say hi, Charles.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brad. Charlie, thank you for having us out here this morning. Our world's a little more condensed into just one horsepower.
But our worlds overlap so often.
We
overlap so often because to get the horses to the arena,
you have to have a good truck to go get it done. Yeah, and maintenance goes a long way with the horses.
It does.
No, that's right. It's the same thing, isn't it, with a horse?
It all applies.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's more of a daily maintenance task with the horses, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're pretty demanding when you get right down to it. They can get pretty spoiled wanting attention.
They will remind you, where's the carrot?
Yeah, they will come get to the house and knock on the door if they can.
If you showed them how to do that, they will find it.
We're going to try to kick off our season tonight. We're having our first 40 barrel race series starting tonight, and we're also going to include our 3D pole bending tonight. And so we're kind of anxious for that, always getting the kinks worked out after a long winter
and
getting everything ready. But I think we're in good shape for that. The arena's looking good. The weather's going to be great. It's better to run cool than hot, so we're looking forward to that. And we've got a lot of good people out there this year helping us along, getting things ready, mowing the grass.
This is just the beginning of a long season that goes people may not know. I mean, we've had you on before many times to talk about the big event in August, I think, every year.
This year will be the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of August, be our 38th consecutive year for the Green Country Rodeo. It's grown, and we've been real proud of the participation from contestants and from spectators. That's what it takes, and of course our good support of businesses like Dungeness Ford helping us by bringing out a couple of nice trucks and letting us show those off, and so we're always glad to do that. Our next main event, spectator wise, will be May 11th, and we're having a bull riding.
Okay.
DBARW Productions is putting that on. We expect to have some really top quality bulls. David Wesson's been swapping and trading all winter and making a few sales, and he's anxious to break out some pretty top-notch bulls and let their reputations start spreading. And, of course, that just challenges the cowboys, and so we're looking for cowboys from five local states to show up and put on a real nice performance for us.
Excellent.
So we'd like to make sure everybody knows to come out. That's the Saturday preceding Mother's Day.
Okay. Right.
So if you forget to get a present, you can always bring her out and entertain her the night before. And maybe that'll get you out of the doghouse.
It will go a long ways, I think, for at least for most moms anyway.
There you go. Especially if she's a rodeo fan.
If she's a rodeo fan, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, that's great. And you guys have a lot of cowboys come from all over to
yes.
compete in
yeah,
your events, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I don't have a clue as to if I could even name all the states they come from. Of course, we have quite a few local cowboys.
Right.
I mean, our history here as far as cowboys go in the Lenapa, Bartlesville, Pawhuska area, we've been known as the cowboy capital of the world at times.
Yeah, and a long history
and
of rodeoing
yeah.
and around here.
And so we're real proud of the talent that we have here. And like I said, we've had people from, we have people from South America. We have bull riders that come all the way from Central America and Mexico, Canada, in just about every state in the union. I don't know if I can ever recall a Hawaiian bull rider, but he may have been here and I just didn't know it.
Perhaps, yeah. You have stuff for youth also, and there's always something for the local kids that are interested in stuff like this.
Oh, yeah, we encourage that. I mean, that's the whole general purpose of the Roundup Club is to start these kids out with the basics. Our first play day will be this coming Saturday at 10:30.
Explain what that is.
Okay, it's predominantly a youth deal where we put on special events directed for the different age groups. We have lead line so that if they're not quite comfortable enough to ride their ponies themselves, they can have someone lead them through and let them have the excitement of competition to run barrels or poles or goat rope or whatever their age bracket would be on that. We encourage them to do dummy roping to start getting their basics of timing and coordination down on all that
so
kind of stuff.
So they can actually get some training.
Yeah,
this is
in the arena. They get to get their boots dusty and start learning and enjoying camaraderie between other children of their age with people there that have a world of experience to bring them on and teach them the responsibility of animal care.
Uh-huh.
And then the other deal is the deal about being a contestant and a good sportsman.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That when you're in rodeo, predominantly, you don't compete against someone else. You compete against the clock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so everybody encourages everybody to do their best.
Yeah, it's a
And depending on the event, sometimes it's the clock and the stock that's out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, for the youth, we don't involve too much stock other than a little bit of goat roping and maybe calf roping.
Yeah.
So that's this Saturday is the first one of those. How often does that happen?
We set those up for once a month, and they will be the second Saturday of the month at 10:30 in the morning. Even if you don't have a horse, but you have a child that's interested, we encourage you to bring them out, and we'll find somebody that'll maybe let them ride a pony around and get a feel for it.
It starts at 10:30?
10:30, and usually we run till 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, depends on, competition and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We don't rush anybody. We let everybody take their time to learn and compete.
You need to get there early so you can register and stuff?
In order to become part of the Play Day organization, you have to buy a membership to the Roundup Club, which a family membership is $30. And then each event is just like the big events. They pay an entry fee to compete, to have their time recorded.
Mm-hmm.
But the entry fees are like $3 and $5, depending on if stock's involved or whatever. And then we have a awards banquet and appreciation banquet at the end of the year. And I tell you, some of the awards and stuff that they get, I wish I was a lot younger. Boy, they get some really nice prizes. So it makes it well worth the effort for the
So getting involved early and competing through, through the season is worth it.
To get in there and make the effort. So, yeah, we really like to dedicate ourselves to doing that kind of stuff.
And they are mentored both by the older teens and the adults that are there.
Yeah, you can. I've seen 8-year-olds teach 4-year-olds. I mean, and the reason they can do that is because they started when they were 4.
Yeah.
And they're old hands. They've had 4 years experience. And everybody there, like I said, is becomes more of a family in its appreciation of each other. And that's what we try to promote with the kids and get them down the road. I mean,
I know our guys always enjoy going out there with the trucks and spending some time talking to the people. And it's a great evening when you have the big rodeos. But I encourage everybody, if you're interested in this, to check out Bartlesville Roundup Club. Do you have a website?
We do have a website. It's just Bartlesville Roundup Club. We try to keep it current. Thank goodness it's not my responsibility.
And I'll add the .com at the end of that.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. I'm sorry, .com. That's how techie I am.
That's okay.
We have a website on there. We try to keep it current.
Well, I'm sure you can get information there about how to get a hold of people if you want more information.
We have a 9-member board, and it changes predominantly every year.
Mm-hmm.
And thank goodness this year I'm not the president, but as you can see, I still draw some of those duties.
So many things around here, it wouldn't exist if it weren't for you guys who dedicate your time.
And I said, everybody participates. It doesn't matter whether you're president or what, you still get on the weed eater or clean the bathrooms.
Everybody needs some worker bees.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
especially for programs like this because they're local. They take everybody together to pull it off and to have the prizes.
It does. And it takes a community. Uh-huh. I mean, uh-huh. We have to have the support of all the local businesses. And like I said, we really appreciate what Dunn just does for us, bringing those pretty trucks out there and showing them off. Of course, somebody has to show me how to get in the new modern ones.
They've changed a lot.
Quite the vehicles.
Amazing today what they can do to help you tow and to help you.
Yeah.
Help you. I mean, the 360-degree cameras, things are crazy.
Those camera deals, I've walked 10,000 miles backing a truck up and hooking it up to a trailer. Because
you do not have to
get
do
it
that
on
anymore.
The first deal.
Now, those Fords line you up and tell you where to drop it. And it is pretty amazing.
I've seen that demonstrated already. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, pretty cool stuff, especially for people like me who haven't done it 1,000 times like you have. Yeah. And, it certainly helps.
Yeah. It always helps to have a good vehicle, especially one nowadays that can actually help you do the hard stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And, I guess that's a good segue to talk a little bit about trucks and Ford stuff that's going on. We have a great incentive platform this month that Ford has given us. We continue to have 0% for 72 months on the F-150, which is a really great deal. That's on 18 model year F-150s, which we do have a few left.
Okay.
You can get the 0 for 72 and 0 cash down and no payments for 90 days on those 18. So that's a really great deal. And the money you save on 0 for 72 over that long length of time is in the thousands of dollars.
Yes,
so
it would be.
It's a really great deal. There's some other deals on the Super Crew XLT, you can actually do that 0%, zero cash down, and no payment for 90 days and get an additional $2,500 in a rebate. And then on Super Crew STXs, it's $3,500. On the Super Crew Lariats, it's $1,000. So there's a great incentives on all the different trucks and different models. Also got great incentives on the SUVs. And we do have a 2019 Explorer in stock now. Don't have a 20 yet, but that should be soon. Expeditions 18 model year are nearing the end of their incentive run, so we really want to sell the. I think they just have one left, but one or two. If you want a great deal on the brand new Ford Expedition, it's been a great vehicle. I'm driving one right now, and it's an outstanding SUV. You'll love it if you haven't checked out the new Expedition. Got the 2000. But
there's quite a few of our rodeo families that are leaning towards those,
really,
because of carrying the kids, the saddles, the dogs, and then being able to pull a trailer and get to where you're going, and then use that vehicle as an everyday vehicle.
Yeah, so no, I mean
they're really an all-purpose vehicle for Western lifestyle people.
Yeah, they are. I mean, that's why I use it, because it is so flexible. And when you end up with stuff in the back for a trip or for pets or for just gardening or farming, ranching, whatever, you still have the space. And it's a great vehicle. Good point. Lots of other things on the cars. We don't want to forget about those. We still sell cars at Ford. We've got some great deals on Mustang, Focus, Fusion, Taurus, and Fiesta. Toyota, I mentioned the RAV4 that's out there right now. We've got great deals on CHR, 0% for 60 on that. Lots of good deals. Leasing is particularly good right now on the Toyota side on a Tacoma and also on a Highlander.
Okay.
You can get the lowest payment. It'll really shock you. I think like a Highlander, Ford wouldn't want me to say this, but to get a comparable lease on an Explorer versus a Highlander is about a $200 payment difference. The residual on the Highlander is just really outstanding. And the same thing's working on the Tacoma. It's got a great low payment. Mm-hmm. You know, leasing is a little bit different. If you have consistent miles that you run and you like to trade every 2 or 3 years, it can be a great way to buy a car and save a lot of money.
We haven't talked about leasing for a while, but it's a great way to buy the percentage of the life of that vehicle that you're going
to
use.
That's right. That's a good way to think about it. Because when you buy it and say you get 0% for 72 months, you're buying the whole vehicle. And at the end of the loan, you own it all. It's all yours. It's in your name. In a lease, actually, the title stays in the name of the lease company. Mm-hmm. You're borrowing essentially the vehicle from them. You're going to give it back to them at the end of the lease. Most leases have the option for you to purchase it at the end. You're going to agree at the beginning of the lease on what that purchase price will be. But they're going to guarantee that they're going to take it back, assuming you bring the vehicle back in a certain condition, with no questions. So you don't run any risk of inequity or devaluing of the vehicle that goes faster than they thought.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they incentivize those rates and the structure of the lease in order to get great payments and sell more cars. So that, you know, that it is something you just want to look for, those opportunities. And if that's what drives you, this is a good time to do that.
Well, and your staff is there to help guide some of those decisions, ask the right questions. So we don't always keep track of how many miles we drive over the course of, I don't care, 3 years. It's just a matter of, okay, tell me how often are you getting the oil changed, or other questions that would guide you to that point.
So much of what we do today is answering questions like that. Our business, it's complicated, and there's a lot of choices and different things that come into considering when you're trying to make the decision about what vehicle to purchase and, you know, where you want to do service, are you getting a good deal? Is it, all the questions about technology and incentives and all that, which, I could go on for the whole half hour about the different incentives that are out there on just one of the brands, right? I mean, everything down to whatever the affinity programs are for whatever club that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And, I think there's just so many of those different things for college graduates, for any different thing. And questions we're there to answer them for you. That's a lot of what we do, is help guide you through the process, make it simple and quick, transparent, get you the best deal possible, and not waste your time.
And again, you were talking about Toyota and their high resale value, which is why that price is so good.
That's right.
At the end of the lease.
That's right.
DundasChoice.com. Get out there for the $9.95 oil change. You got the play day coming up this weekend, right?
Play day on Saturday, barrel race tonight, and then our bull riding on May the 11th.
Check out the Bartlesville Roundup Club.
.com.
News on the way next from CBS.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ.